Welcome back to a special Fifth Friday edition of Dakota Midday from South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke.
I found love.
Didn't even know I needed it.
But I found love.
Never even crossed my mind.
I found love.
The late 1960s were a golden age for what today is called sunshine pop, when vocal groups like The Association, The Mamas and Papas, and Fifth Dimension, and others hit the top of the charts with cheerful songs about riding in beautiful balloons and winsome girls handing out rainbows. Perhaps the sunniest group of them all was a quartet of siblings from rural New York who called themselves The Free Design. With arranger and songwriter Chris Dedrick at the helm, brother Bruce and sisters Sandra and Ellen created music that was lyrically happy and playful, and musically sophisticated and adventurous. Unfortunately, The Free Design never found much commercial success, but some 25 years after calling it quits, the group's music was rediscovered and today has a cult following. Chris lost a battle to cancer 5 years ago, but Sandra Dedrick is still performing and recording. She's out with a new album called Love You, named after one of The Free Design's timeless songs. I called her up to find out more about the magic behind the music of The Free Design. Listening to the band's music, there are these wonderful, rich vocal harmonies, and of course, you're a family, and I'm wondering if you just grew up singing together, if that was just a natural thing.
We grew up singing all the time, but not as The Free Design or not as a group. We're singing on the school bus all the time, making up harmonies, and we sang in my mother's church choir, and we listened to groups like the Hilos. I don't know if you remember that group. Would have been way back then, too, but they had incredible harmonies.
Is there something special about family singing together? You think of all these great family groups going back to the Mills Brothers and the Andrews Sisters and the Boswell Sisters. Is there something just special when siblings get together and blend their voices?
Well, I think that the blend of the voices comes maybe from being siblings. At least that was our experience with Free Design. The blend was one of the things that everybody talked about, how well it blended. And I think that was just natural. We didn't attempt to do that. I think it is a family thing.
Now, your father was a trombonist and an arranger. Your uncle was a trumpeter, and they both played in some of the top big bands of the 1940s. What role did they play in your musical upbringing? Did they teach you, or is it just something that was just part of your daily existence, that music was just there?
Well, it really was part of our daily existence, because my father, after playing with Vaughn Monroe and bigger bands like that, contracted polio and had to stop traveling. And so he came back to the country where he grew up, which is western New York State, the Allegheny Mountain foothills, beautiful, beautiful country, and started teaching in the local schools, but still writing for radio stations in Buffalo and so forth. And he had a jazz band every year that I remember. I remember my mother said he played 31 New Year's Eves in a row. So he was always playing, and always they practiced at our house. They listened to all the latest recordings at our house, and we just grew up sort of on the fringes of all of this happening, listening to Duke Ellington and Count Basie and, you know.
And I imagine that just seeped in, because when I listen to The Free Design, there's a lot of jazz-influenced harmonies and even some of the rhythms are very, very jazz-influenced. And is that just something that just seeped into?
I think so, yes, although we also studied instruments with my dad, and he let us sit in on his jazz band as we got to be teenagers. So I think it really was just a part of us. We grew up hearing it, playing it, loving it.
So each of you had an instrument?
Yes, we did.
What was your instrument?
Piano and clarinet and alto sax.
So how was it that then you and your brothers Chris and Bruce first came together as the Free Design?
I think it was in 1964. I moved to New York City, and Chris soon after, and Bruce was already there. And no, it couldn't have been 64. It was actually 66, I think, the year that we started singing together. So Bruce had a guitar, and he loved singing and would bring his guitar over to our apartment, and we'd just start singing for fun. We were singing Peter, Paul, and Mary things just by ear. And then my father suggested Chris write an original song. So the first song that he wrote was Kites Are Fun. And we took it around. It was taken around to record companies, and we had some offers, I think about three or four offers, and decided to go with Project 3. So that's actually how it all started.
Now, Kites Are Fun is a very joyful song, very bright, very sunny. Was that a song that just set the stage then for the Free Design, or was that just the song that your brother Chris happened to write?
I think what you said, it really did set the stage for a type of music that we did, which was very reflective, really, of the place we grew up, the family we grew up in, you know, just light and joyful. And Kites Are Fun was a good example of that. A lot of other songs are like that, too. In fact, Chris wrote one about my brother, Jason, who was nicknamed my brother Woody, and that's the name of that song. So, I mean, we got into more psychedelic things, more complex things a little bit later, but that first album really set the tone for what was coming later. And Kites Are Fun actually didn't make the top 40, but it made the top 40 adult contemporary and the top 100. So it was a good start. It was a good kickoff.
Kites are fun. Kites are fun. Kites are fun.
See my kite, it's fun. See my kite, it's green and white. Laughing in its distant flight. All that's between us is a little yellow string.
But we like each other more than anything. And we run along together through the field behind my house. And the little drops of rain caress her face and wash my blouse. And we'd like to be a zillion miles away from everyone. Cause Mom and Dad and Uncle Bill don't realize. Kites are fun.
What happened then immediately after Kites Are Fun? Did you find that, did you start appearing on television programs and playing in clubs and that sort of thing?
We didn't play a lot of clubs, especially not in the beginning, but it's a very strange thing. We started off with television, and we started off with the Johnny Carson show, which is quite amazing. And from that, we did Dick Cavett and Merv Griffin, and then we did about 13 shows on Mike Douglas, and we really liked Mike Douglas, and he really liked us. He was a real family man, and he would do things like, oh, bring in my brother Woody, or bring in my firstborn son, you know, and my mother, who was taking care of him, bring us on the show, have us sing a couple of songs, and then sit around and chat. So we did a lot of television before we really went out and did concerts a lot in the beginning.
You know, as a family, did you just naturally get together and have fun singing? And that's what I hear when I listen to the Free Design records.
Yeah, especially once we had started singing as a trio, Bruce and Chris and I. Before that, there was no cohesive kind of let's get together, because we were in New York. My family was in Delavan, Western New York. But once the Free Design, and it started out just doing Peter, Paul, and Mary songs, and we called ourselves the Village Fair, and we went down and sang in Greenwich Village for free. But we were back and forth to our home, too. And then our younger brothers and sisters would hang around in the living room, and we'd practice, and we'd sing, and they'd contribute lyrics. And, yeah, we did a lot of singing together at that time when the Free Design began.
And eventually your younger sister Ellen then came on board too as an official member of the Free Design?
That's right. And she was in high school until our second album, You Could Be Born Again, and then she joined the group for that album.
What did she add to the band, to the vocal harmonies we were talking about earlier?
She just added an incredible sound. I think her voice is wonderful, and it too blended in with the three of us. And so Chris began arranging for four voices instead of three, which made it wasn't that different, I don't think, but it was a little more complex sounding.
Begin to sing again. I'll show you how. You could be born again. Begin to sing again. I'll show you how.
Your your brother Chris was the main songwriter for the Free Design?
He was. In the beginning, we did a lot of collaborations, but he was so good, really, that he just ran with the ball, if you know what I mean. We just started writing and writing, and anything that we wrote, he arranged, and the arrangements had a beautiful effect on anything that Bruce or Ellen or I wrote. You had a question about, did he create the sound? And it occurred to me, I was thinking about that, and he was writing specifically for the siblings, you know, the sound of the Free Design. And yet, without his writing, it, I don't think would have gone anywhere. You know, I think he was a musical genius, frankly. That's an older sister talking, but, but he was so fine, really so fine, and we had so much fun.
Now, the Free Design also did covers. I Like the Sunrise, Duke Ellington, A Man and a Woman, a famous song from the 60s. Was there a different approach that you took when you were doing other people's songs than when you were doing your own songs and the songs that your brother Chris wrote for the Free Design?
No, I don't think there was a different approach. It was Enoch Light of Project 3, the company that we were recording for, wanted a couple of cover songs on each of the albums, and he would bring them into the studio, and we'd look them over, and then Chris would, you know, sort of say, well, I think I can arrange this for us. It would suit us, you know, as the Free Design sound. So we were really lucky, I think, to be able to do a lot of original material on our albums, but the covers that we did were chosen to suit what we could do and do well.
You're listening to a special Fifth Friday edition of Dakota Midday from South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke, and coming up after a short break, we'll continue my conversation with Sandra Dedrick of the Free Design. We'll hear about the group's breakup and rediscovery decades later.
Season, wait before we cry. Stay another season, wait before we cry. The wrong is outside us.
Welcome back to this special Fifth Friday edition of Dakota Midday from South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke. Today, we're forgetting about politics, current events, and other serious issues, and instead focusing on some lighter topics that don't quite fit on the show the rest of the week. From 1967 to 1972, the Free Design created cheerful, sunny songs that were musically sophisticated and adventurous. The group was led by the late Chris Dedrick and included his brother Bruce and sister Sandra and Ellen. While the Free Design never found much commercial success at the time, today the group has a cult following. They recorded for the independent Project 3 label, and during my conversation with Sandra Dedrick earlier this week, I asked her if the group's music would have been different if they'd recorded for one of the major record companies.
I don't know how different it would be, but there would not be the number of original pieces. RCA Victor offered us a contract, but they were already talking about their songwriters writing for us. So you see, that would have affected the sound tremendously.
And I imagine that would have been frustrating for, especially for your brother Chris, and not being able to write all this music.
That's right. I think it would have been. No, we were very glad to have signed with Project 3.
Now, you got more experimental. There were some experimental songs as you went along. I'm thinking of Bubbles, for example, which is very playful. It still fits in the Free Design sound, but there seems to be more complex rhythms and vocal lines going on there.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, as you do something for hours and hours and hours, you get better at it. And Chris was writing and getting better at that as well and experimenting. So whatever he could write, we could sing. So it was really wonderful, you know, to be growing in that way.
Blowing bubbles out of the window, chewing bubble gum and blowing big bubbles. Getting rid of all of my troubles, watching the temples, glubber, glubber in the bottle. So bubbles getting my jeans up high.
My tummy has a little pain when does Jesus come again? bubbles out of the window, chewing bubble gum and blowing big bubbles, getting rid of all of my troubles, watching the tadpoles, glubber, glubber.
Having said that, I still like the Catch a Fun album a lot because of its more innocent nature, I think. It was the very beginning, and the songs were a little bit simpler and yet had a message and gave a feeling, you know.
What was that message?
I think the message is just love of life, love of family, questioning the meaning of life, and observation of people and nature. The message is, I think, it has to do with what most people are interested in, I think, which is love and life and family.
At the time you were creating this music, were you aware that you were doing something that was unique and different at the time?
I don't think so. I think that came a little bit later, you know, we were so kind of, I mean, we listened to other groups, of course, like the Association and the Mamas and the Papas and all the ones that were singing at the same time we were. We really liked the Carpenters. But I can't say that we felt we were, you know, so different from them until later. And then looking back on it, I think, yes, we were, actually.
Now, you mentioned these other groups, the Carpenters, the Mamas and Papas, the Association. Those are groups that are well-known. The Free Design never quite reached that level of commercial success. Was there a certain amount of frustration that you didn't make it to that high level?
I think there was some frustration about that. It would have been nice, but all of us had families, and we loved singing together, and every chance we could, we did. But we had lives, and I don't think that we were the type of group that was just straining to make the top. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You address that kind of tongue-in-cheek with one of the songs.
Yeah.
2002, a hit song, where you sing about not
being able to... all this last time, but it did not work. So, yeah, it's true.
So DJ Teeny Bopper, answer me this: how can the sin miss? You've done it all right and sealed it with a kiss.
There's just one fact that we can't quite shirk. We did all this last time and it did not work.
But this time we're sure to have a hit. Sure to be a hit.
Do you have any special memories from your time together as the Free Design? You mentioned being on the Johnny Carson show and the other talk shows of the day.
Uh-huh. Well, that was a memory for sure, because it was the first show that we'd been on, and we'd never been on TV before, so that's ingrained in my memory. I can remember the curtain opening and catching Bruce's guitar, the neck of his guitar, and these blasting lights in our face, and then starting to sing and singing Kites Are Fun on Johnny Carson. And but in terms of incredible, magical moments, I think a lot of them happened in the recording studio. We had the most incredible musicians playing, Enoch Light of Project 3 hired the top New York studio musicians. And honestly, I mean, we'd bring music in that was, the ink was still wet on the music, and then they'd look at it and start to play it, and we'd go in the booth and start to sing with them, and it was a stellar experience, really. It was magical.
How's your bird and where's your monkey do? Fly me down and swing me high around you. Fly me low and up I'll go around you. In a yellow sky, you know the sun is blue. So how'd you do?
How's your bird and where's your monkey do?
What you halfway into?
Clap your feet and raise your kangaroo.
bring your thing into what you do.
What led to the dissolution of the Free Design?
I think just the fact that it didn't seem to be going anywhere, and Chris had gone in the Air Force and come back out and moved up to Toronto, and Ellen and I were back and forth for a while there, but I think our families, our different lives and so on just sort of made it come apart. Gradually, I mean, we never said, okay, this is the end. But Chris did write a song called Thank You All, which is on the One by One album, and it's a really heartfelt thank you to everyone that had helped us along the way, and my father being primary there. And I think that felt like, oh, yeah, I think this is the end of this group.
Thank you all, thank you.
Now, what is interesting is that sometime in the 1990s, there started to be a renewed interest in the Free Design's music. Were you and Chris and Bruce aware that there was this going on, that people were starting to listen to your music again?
Well, at first we weren't, and then it was a gradual thing. I think Chris got word of a few things. And he'd call up and say, Sandy, did you hear, you know? And I'd say, no, I never heard about that. So it was gradual, and then gradually we did find out, you know, that people were making compilations and best ofs, and there was a growing interest, and it did start in Japan, I think, with Cornelius.
And what did that mean to you, and what did it mean especially to your brother Chris?
I don't think that we ever thought we'd start performing and traveling and touring or anything again at that point. Chris was already doing film score music and documentaries and winning awards, and his life had gone in a whole new direction. And I don't think we thought that would happen, but we were very amazed that there was the growing interest in the Free Design and that it would be played again and enjoyed by people again.
Now, you did have the opportunity to record another album again in 2002, Cosmic Peekaboo. What was it like to then get back together again in the studio and sing as the Free Design?
Well, it was wonderful, really wonderful. It was as if no time had passed in a certain way. Some of the musicians were musicians like Tom Sesniak and his two sons, but Tom had played with the Free Design back in the 70s, and so it was very familiar circumstance, and we just really enjoyed it. It all came about because Marina Records was doing an album for Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys, and they wanted the Free Design to sing one song for that, so we got together to do that, and then they liked that and said that they would we record for them, so we decided to do that.
Now, here we are in 2015, some 40-plus years since you made those original records. What do you think listeners are still enjoying in the Free Design's music? Is it a lot of what you were talking about earlier, that sense of joy, that sense of being with family?
I think that's exactly what it is. Yeah, I think that it's a happy, uncomplicated... I mean, sure, the harmonies are complicated, but the messages or the images are the kinds of images I think that people love, you know, of families doing things together and nature and just that.
Yeah, there's a timelessness to the music itself, even though it's from that time.
Yeah, I think that there is too. I don't think that it's cast as a 1960s kind of a thing anymore.
And it's probably good that you didn't achieve that great commercial success, because this music isn't, you know, at least for me, because I hadn't heard it at the time, it wasn't played on the oldies stations, that this isn't music that is then caught in the past.
That's a good point. Yeah, I think you're right. Yep, I think so.
Now, you mentioned Kites Are Fun, the title song off the your debut album. Do you think there's one song, maybe that one or another, that really captures that spirit of the Free Design?
Well, I was thinking about that, and I thought of three, if you don't mind me giving you three.
Yes.
I mean, I love so many of the songs, really. Kites Are Fun is iconic. I mean, it's the one that people would know if they did ever know about the Free Design, and it does capture... we grew up in the country. It captures that sense, you know, of freedom and flight and wonder. And another one that all of us thought should have been a hit long ago is called I Found Love. It's another one that Chris wrote. You'll have to hear that if you haven't heard that one yet. But that is a classic Free Design sound and song. And the third one is one that I wrote when my sons were born way back when, and was on the children's album, and it's called Love You. And I think that too captures just, I don't know, a fun loving quality of living.
Give a little time for the child within you. Don't be afraid to be young and free. Undo the locks and throw away the keys, and take off your shoes and socks and run you.
La 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 la.
For the child within you, don't be afraid to be young and free. Undo the locks and throw away the keys, and take off your shoes and socks and run. Run through the meadow and scare up the milking cows. Run down the beach kicking clouds of sand. Walk a windy weather day, feel your face blow away. Stop and listen, love you.
You mentioned Love You, which is featured on a brand new solo album that you just came up with, called
yeah.
Love You, and it features that I think three original Free Design songs as well as some new recordings.
Yes, it does. Yes, and it just came out last week.
And how did that album come together?
Well, first of all, Chris, I think you know Chris passed on in 2010. Did you know that?
Yes.
Yeah, and when that happened, I wanted to honor him in some way, so I did a tribute album for him, and it's called It's a Blue Hill Day, and put that out in 2012. It's a solo album, and it has all his music on, which were songs that mostly weren't recorded before that. And then I thought, oh, I love singing so much, I'm not going to stop until I have to. So I had a lot of children's poems and songs and things. I was a music teacher, and I worked with children a lot. And so I started just going to the studio and just recording a little bit here and a little bit there. And before I knew it, I had 10 more songs, counting the three that I included of the Free Design. So we put it together.
So your music career continues.
It does. Yes, it does.
So that must be a joyful thing that you can still continue to sing.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah, it definitely is.
That's Sandra Dedrick, co-founder of the late 60s, early 70s family group, The Free Design. Her new album is called Love You. For more information, you can visit sandradedrick.com. And that's it for this special Fifth Friday edition of Dakota Midday from South Dakota Public Broadcasting. Thanks to guests Sandra Dedrick and Sarah Jane Blum Murphy. I'm Carl Gerke. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned. Science Friday is coming up next.
And I did not lose a thing. I found love in the fall, and it did not hurt at all. I found sunlight and flowers, soft summer showers.
I can feel my heart touch my Adam's apple. I can feel a feather in my head.
There is a light. politeness. Fingers tingle, tootsies tap till dawn comes and finds me never in my bed. Had a garden, never weeded it.
When I found love,
took an apple just in time.
I found love in this world, and my heartstrings just unfurled.